trying to help people back and forth here, trying to get things straight. We got Robert Redfern waiting on the line. We're going to get to him a second. Somebody, hopefully, is going to call and has got a situation we're trying to deal with. So that's what we do here. We want to help people. We want solutions. We just don't want to complain about things. Having said all that, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If you can see on the video, I look a little tired and draggy. I stayed up. I got on one of those YouTube binges where you start just, you know, you go down that,
you go down that rabbit hole.
You know, pretty soon it's 3 a.m.
It's 4 a.m, yep.
You're like, oh my goodness. Anyway, if you're looking on the video, this is what we're talking about, this t-shirt. Tell me that's not a good logo. Can you see this, Robert? Can you see this logo right there?
I can, yeah. You need some magnesium on your face, actually. So.
I do.
Is that to hide it or what?
You do.
Might as well tell me put a bag on my face,
yeah,
Robert.
Magnesium.
Jeez Louise. Well, yes, I do.
Are you still not seeing me? Because I've no idea what switch has gone wrong here. You can't see me?
No, we don't see you. No, we don't see you. Well, that's
you,
all right.
Maybe you need some magnesium.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about my magnesium.
Well, I have it.
Okay. This is the logo, if you can see, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me that's not an awesome-looking radio logo, the Power Hour with the lightning bolts, all about the truth, as Joyce always said. So just wanted to wear this shirt and show that very much. Later on, James McCanney, of course, one of our absolute favorites, James McCanney will be here, and Robert Redfern. I mean, what more could you want? What a
dynamic duo.
What a dynamic duo. Uncle Kevin's here, as always.
Thank you. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. We got a couple of news stories, Robert. Just hang on. We're coming to the show. Couple of amazing stories out of Spain. Let's talk about Spain. What happened in Spain?
Citizens stopped police from making arrest from a woman not wearing her mask. A video in Spain shows citizens.
Okay, here's the situation. Have you seen this video? I don't know. The lady's not wearing a mask. The police go up to her, try to arrest her. The people around start yelling in Spanish and everything. Hey, you know, leave her alone, leave her alone. They kind of don't stop. Everybody in the, around her takes off their
mask. Mask in solidarity.
Takes off their, well, if you're going to arrest her, you got to arrest all
That's
of us.
That's right.
And it stops the thing. This is the reason that I should know this. Which amendment was it? Was about alcohol? Was it the 19th Amendment?
Something like that. Yeah.
I want to say 19th Amendment.
I don't know.
I should know that. But anyway, about no alcohol. It's illegal to sell alcohol in America. That got overturned. How did that get changed in America? Do you know the story of how that? Go ahead, tell that real quick.
They'd arrest people, take them to court, and the people would let them go.
They'd go to a trial by jury, the Seventh Amendment. You know, trial by jury is preserved right there for you.
Mm-hmm.
That the only people worthy to judge you. A judge is not worthy to judge you. He's a political arm. A judge cannot judge you in these types of matters. Only the people are qualified to judge you in America by our law. That's what our founding father says. The jury started not convicting people of possession of alcohol,
right.
or you know, possession of alcohol is a lot different than distributing alcohol. It's kind of like possessing marijuana is a lot different than, you know, giving marijuana to kids and selling it. That's two different things. To me, anyway. So eventually the prosecutors, they quit even arresting people for alcohol. And so that's how it got overturned. The greatest quote by Gandhi, or the greatest whatever by Gandhi that I've ever heard that makes the most sense right now is, there is no way that 100,000 British can rule 300 Indians. There's no way that the detention centers. That's the other huge in Quebec City.
Quebec City says it will isolate uncooperative citizens in secret or own facilities.
Okay, we've talked about, you know, shows like this have talked about, you know, FEMA centers or whatever, detention centers, whatever, for a long time. And people thought, oh, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. Now, you're starting to see it openly. Bureaucrats in these cities are saying, we have detention centers. If you're not cooperative, we will put you there. If you have the virus with these tests, which are about as reliable as flipping a coin, and I don't even know if they're that accurate.
Yeah.
We have the power to put you in these isolation centers. They don't call it a FEMA camp, isolation centers. So tell us who's crazy now. And so all this is being used. And again, I go right back to Gandhi. I go right back to what happened in Spain. This will only happen to you in your community if you and your community allow it. It's that simple. This is the power hour. You have the power.
That's right.
Any other little story before we get to Robert?
Georgia, 1,000 people illegally voted twice during the primary elections using absentee ballots.
And that was what they could figure out.
Yeah.
And that was absentee ballots that you got to go in and give your ID to even get a ballot.
Yeah. So there was 1,000 of them.
1,000 of them in a primary. What do you think it's going to be if they put mail-in voting and just start mailing out little cards?
It's a nightmare.
It's a joke. Anything else you want to say before we get to our great guest?
No.
Robert Redfern is a great friend of the Power Hour for a long time. Good health naturally. He is a health advocate. He is across the pond. He says, I need magnesium. I think I do.
I can confirm that.
Yeah, all those great problems. We're going to talk about that and more. We have a caller. It's got a situation we're going to get to very quick. Todd, we're okay with our caller also? Okay. Robert Redfern, we have video. Your hair looks fantastic. It's a pleasure to see you, my friend. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Great. Who's that now?
That's Uncle Kevin there.
I have to see what he looks like. Hey, I haven't never seen you before.
Oil on my hair, oil on my face.
Very good.
You look good. You look good.
Pleasure to meet you, Robert.
Hi there,
you look good, my friend. How are things going over across the pond?
Well, it's just everywhere, isn't it? You know, because I follow it all over the world. We have family in Australia. And the police are dressing like stormtroopers there, grabbing forcefully and roughly pregnant women because they posted on the internet, on Facebook, that people should protest about this lockdown, as they call it. And people, they're smashing the way into people's homes and arresting them for putting things on Facebook, supporting protesters. The world has gone crazy. It truly has. Don't know where it's going to go. I know it's difficult in America because you've got a constitution. None of this should happen. We don't have a constitution. We're all serfs of the Queen.
You have the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta finished when we joined the EU. Mm. And now we're coming out of the EU, but is it going to happen? Not quite sure. It's all very difficult to know where it's all going. All I can tell everybody, and I just say it all the time, is look after your health, get strong mentally, physically, and then you've got, you know, the will to deal with when whatever changes comes along. And things are going to come along. We don't know where it's going to go, but we will be ready by being fit, strong, and brain healthy.
You mentioned Australia. I'm very curious. I do have I know one person in Australia that I talk to, you know, I can call and whatever. And I've asked him a little bit about this. You have family in Australia. What are they saying? What's their perspective? Have you talked to them about this?
Well, I've got a daughter with two young children, two babies in effect.
Oh, wow.
And a husband. And, they wanted to come see us, over the summer in the UK. No. They just locked down. They are prisoners. And all right, it's a prison camp. Melbourne, which is the second biggest city there, is a prison camp. They will not allow people in and won't allow them out. You know, there's a ring of police around the whole area. They can't leave. They can't, you know.
Are you serious?
You know, they get upset with it because obviously she's got two babies. She wants to, you know, come see us and get on the plane. No, they have just put this list of conditions out up until December. And they said if there's not one person diagnosed with coronavirus, which is impossible because it's actually a very common thing in everybody, always has been.
Yeah.
Then they're going to lock it down again come December. And so she's still working out whether to try and get out, because you can get out on the pretext of you've got a sick parent.
Family emergency or something. Yeah. What is the environment about work? Are people, so people not working, or people are working, or what's that environment like?
It depends on what you're working at. Some jobs are reserved for staying in work,
right,
and others are not. And so it's just a luck of the draw whether your business happens to be one that is, and if it's not, you're just going out of business. In the UK, they have been supporting financially some of the businesses, but that's coming to a stop, I think, the end of this month. So it's sink or swim for all these people. I know you've had some sort of system like that in the USA, but that's going to come to the end, is it soon?
Well, they're talking about extending it right now. I think they're gonna have to give, especially before the election. There's no way 50 million. I mean, just to give you a perspective, I don't know how many people are in Britain. It's like 70 million.
76 million.
Okay, no, it's 70 something. Okay, well, in America, there's 350 million, maybe 330 million.
Yeah,
and that's kids, children, everything. 59 million?
Something like
59 million people in the last 24 weeks have filed for unemployment in the United States.
Yeah.
59 million.
Yeah. That's.
Well, you're going to have to do something. I mean, you're going to have literally people starving in the streets if you don't do something. I think this is a gateway to basically universal basic income, where the government, you know, we're transitioning to a new form of technology with robotics, with AI. You know, we don't need workers, supposedly. That's what the quote unquote controllers, you know, why do we need these workers? So what are you going to do with them? Well, you're just going to pay them a check and let them say, I mean, what? This is, we are at the crossroads of mankind's recorded history right now, in my opinion. And all the conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, over the last 20 years who have concocted the machinations of this machine are now being proved correct, or at least generally correct. And it's all being done in the name and the excuse of this virus. This is, I mean, I am in such high alert. I've found some kind of peace with this. We are having some success in some ways, but tyranny just keeps pressing along, and we just keep, I'm waiting for us to have some sort of, and just say no. No, that's all we have to say. No, we're not doing it. But, you know.
It is tyranny, you know, but it's not the first time. It's happened many times in history. In the UK, yes. In the 14th century, I know it seems a long time ago, but it's all recorded. All the villages and towns all own the land around them, and they work them cooperatively. Everybody, you know, if you didn't work, you didn't get paid type thing, but it's a cooperative system. So all the land belonged to the people. But then the king decided that he was going to confiscate all the land and make everybody serfs. Serf means you're beholden to that person. If they choose to pay you, they pay you. If they don't choose to pay you, they don't. So this has happened before. So all that land was confiscated, given to the barons and earls, or the wealthy people, the billionaires, as you would say. And they choose to employ these people or not. And so it's, but you know, I mean, the Russians back in 1914, whatever it was.
1918.
Well, it was happened over quite a few years anyway. But you know, they just took everything off everybody, and then everybody had to be holding to the stakes. China, you know, to me, you know, because people think of, I don't think of communism and democracy. I think of fascism or independence.
Control or independence. Yeah.
It's one or the other. You can have fascism where they control everything that you say, do, think, or you can have independence where you have to think for yourself. True. You know, it's tough if you're not capable of doing it. And usually you have a safety net somewhere for such people, but somewhere in the middle, we may be able to find a common ground, but at the moment it's moving towards fascism. And fascism is nothing to do with politics. It's a way of controlling the population.
Well, that's profound. It's who are we? Who are we endowed, you know, in America, the United States? I don't know how sore of a subject that is for somebody from Britain, but in the Declaration of Independence, you know, we believe we're endowed by our creator. So if we're endowed by our creator, we have unalienable rights. We're not subject to a state. The state is not our daddy, so to speak. We are individuals.
I'm in total admiration of the Constitution, the concept of that. And I've traveled all over the USA, as you know, in the 90s.
Yes.
And talking to people. And it's just awesome. I said to everybody there, you know, if you lose your Constitution, then there's no chance for the rest of us around the world because yours is solid. Or it should be solid.
I'm so glad that you said that. I've said that so many times. The battleground, and I don't mean that there's not everybody's having their own battle. That's not what I mean. The fight for independence, for freedom, for the endowment of mankind is ground zero, the United States of America, because we put up the Declaration of Independence as such a revolutionary idea. It gave shade to the whole world. It changed the dynamic of the whole world. The whole world felt the repercussions of what America did. Mm-hmm. And so if we cave, like Daniel Webster said, miracles don't cluster. What happened, you know, if we were to lose the Constitution, yeah, there'll be anarchy throughout the world. That's what, you know, some of our founding fathers mm-hmm. even realized that.
All fascism around the world.
Your fascism, that's right.
Fascism is the enemy of anarchy.
That's right.
it will be fascism.
It is a real pleasure to get to know people like you. And it's very interesting people who think like you politically, you can call it political thought, but it's really not. But okay, we'll call it political. They also are very independent medically and health-wise. And so you're on the cutting edge on what you've done for a long time. One of the biggest things that you're known for recently, obviously curcumin, serapeptase, what have you, what you got very famous for. Here recently, you've been involved with the brain and Alzheimer's studies and those kind of things. And we have a caller. It's a friend of the show. Kevin knows her very well. I know her. Judy, are you there? Are you live?
I am. I'm here.
Judy, you're live on the air on the Power Hour. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. Hi, Kev.
She got in contact with Kevin. I'll let her tell her story. But I wanted to hook you two together. And I know you get tons of emails and it gets, you know, kind of sifted through. Here she is. She's got a situation. Let's see what we can do. Judy, say hello to Robert Redfern, and why don't you tell him your story and maybe how he could help you.
Hi, Dr. Redfern.
Hi, Judy.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Excuse me, Judy, I have to tell you I'm not a doctor.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
I help people to get healthy. I'm the one that helps people to get healthy.
Yeah, you know, your doctor's not helping you, Judy. That's why you're talking to Robert. If your doctor was helping you, Judy, you wouldn't be on this call. Go ahead, Judy.
Well, anyway, thank you for talking to me. My husband and his brother both have come down with Parkinson's disease in their old age. My husband is 81. His brother's 85, I believe. My brother-in-law, his brain is fine. My husband, however, in addition to the Parkinson's problems with movement, he's also getting dementia. And I don't know if it's related to the Parkinson's or not, but, boy, I tell you, it's pretty scary, especially when they call it sundowning, I guess, at night. Right around supper time, he starts getting really loopy and scaring the heck out of me. So I was wondering if, you know, I have some lithium orotate on order from the Power Mall. I'm hoping that will help, but I don't know. Do you have any other suggestions? And how much of this should I give him, if at all?
That's just one of the things. I understand he's already on a keto diet. That's just eating vegetables and meat or fish and nuts and seeds and beans. No bread, pastry, biscuits, breakfast cereals, rice, potatoes, parsnips and pasta. None of those?
Well, now he likes the breads and pastas and stuff. We're on the Weston Price diet, which is organic as much as possible. And it's a nutritionally dense diet.
Okay. I'm saying this out loud, Judy, for everybody to hear, not just you. And the cause of all these brain problems is a high sugar carb diet. And it's not unusual what's happening to your husband. In fact, the most common cause of death of women in the UK is Alzheimer's. And it's because, you know, we've just become a carb-orientated civilization. Now, the cause of these problems were found by Spanish pathologists. They were cutting up the brains of cadavers and looking at them, and they found fungus in the brains of some of them. So when they went back to the records, they actually saw that those people had died from Alzheimer's. I don't differentiate between Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, by the way, because it's just a matter of different symptoms, different parts of the brain being attacked, but it's not. There's no difference.
Dementia, where, I hear dementia, Alzheimer's. Is that the two differences of the same coin or what?
There's two types of dementia as well, just but I'm talking about damaged brain cells. I'm not talking about blocked arteries in the brain or anything like that.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about damaged brain cells. So the fungus in the brain damages the brain cells. The pathologist found this. The people who had no fungus in their study never had Alzheimer's or any other brain disease. So it correlates perfectly. Now, this is not new. Lots of people thought it was connected. In fact, in the business, we call Alzheimer's or Parkinson's diabetes 3. Not diabetes 2, diabetes 3, because it's just progressed a little bit higher in the body. And so that's why the diet has to be really without all carbs and sugar. Even high sugar fruits, you know, the dark skin fruits, avocados and blackberries and blueberries, that type of stuff, even prunes, which is probably going to need prunes anyway because, to help.
There's the music. We're coming on the first break. We're going to continue this on the other side. This is very important. And then a lot of other things. Robert has a health point machine he wants to show us too. So I'm very jazzed about that. Judy, stay tuned. Robert, stay there. Power Hour Nation, we'll be right back. You are listening, of course, to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
To the Power Hour, we're talking to Robert Redford. Good health, naturally. We have wow, turn that down, Todd. Holy cow, that's loud. I don't know if it is for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have Robert Redford here. All his great products. Here's one of them: the Ancient Magnesium Formula, the lotion. This is what I've been telling you about. I've been using this, ladies and gentlemen. You got sore. It's kind of like Topperson. I use it with Topperson. You got sore muscle, sore back, whatever. You just put it on. He told me in during the break, you know, because my face, he either put a bag on your face
That's
or
right.
rub some magnesium lotion on. So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this right now while you're here on the video. So just rub it in, right? Just rub
it in. Yeah.
All right, we'll see how's that? 100% or what? Is that
100%? Well, I'm gonna get serious about the reason what you're doing in a minute. Anyway, when we're speaking to Judy.
Okay, hold on. Let me talk about these other products here. Healthy Balance. I love Healthy Balance. I love Mother Earth Minerals products.
You put all in one.
You just put it on your tongue like this.
Yeah.
Just a little squirt and let it sit there for a while. Before, if you had the bag, potassium, magnesium, you had to do them and you had to separate them. He's found a formula, a way to do it all in one shot. Of course, the Heart Drops, the Power Silver, the Colloidal Silver, and Nano Silver. I got a little bit of that lotion in my eye, Robert. That one's smart. It feels good. I love this lotion, but I did get a little bit in my eye a little bit. Anyway, of course, all of Robert Redford's great products. We're going to talk about a few of them, including the Health Point Kit and many of the other just absolutely essential things. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen, and you're welcome for what we do, too. We need your support. Independent thought, independent media is getting more and more scarce, and that's why we're here for you. So there you go. And these T-shirts. Check out that T-shirt. Check out that logo. I think they look fantastic. I get that red. Uncle Kevin likes the white one better.
Yeah.
Get a T-shirt and wear this. It's a great conversation starter, and it is sharp. Look at that. That's a sharp logo, and it pops. And then you can tell people about, hey, did you hear about Robert Redfern and about dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that? So very important, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Getting back to Robert, go ahead. You want to say what you want to say, and then we'll get back to Judy and what her situation?
No, it's about to Judy that I was going to talk.
Okay, me. Let's get back. We're talking to Judy. She's a longtime listener, friend of the show, friend of ours, and she was having some difficulties, if you're just now joining us, with her husband, with dementia, with Parkinson's. Those kind of things. Robert Redford has done a lot of work
on those type of issues. And so he was explaining about that, and we were talking about maybe some protocols that he's seen worked on people. So that's where we're at. Go take it away wherever direction you want to go there, Robert.
Hi, Judy. Back again. One of the big things, other than the diet that we're talking about, is we nursed my wife's father, who had Parkinson's in the 90s. Now, we gave him supplements, we treated him with Health Point, and we kept him active and really, you know, in the game, as we say. However, in those 90s, I was not tight about the diet. I'd heard about it. In fact, I heard about it from a guy in the USA about the ketogenic diet, how critical it was and why it was, but I'd never really took it on board. And unfortunately, Anne's father would have been much better with that diet. He was pretty good, but not as good as it could be. So stick to the diet. Now, lithium, which is your question before the break, lithium is the thing. It literally regenerates brain cells. It improves the mood response, because that's one of the problems with Parkinson's as well. You know, it gives them a brighter outlook on life. I take two a day, and there's nothing wrong with me, although my wife will tell you there is. I take two a day, so I would say take three a day for your husband, you know, really, because...
Should she split those up, like morning, noon, and night, three times, or just all in?
With each meal in the daytime. Now, okay. there's a lot of supplements, which is, you've got the curcumin there, and again, that's got really good studies, something like three studies on brain problems, Alzheimer's. As I say, I don't differentiate, but they were on Alzheimer's. And so get going with that. Now, Kevin's going to download my book on Alzheimer's from the website, and I don't know how he's going to get it to you.
Let me ask you something quickly about curcumin. That's such a profound thing for so many things. Why is curcumin particularly important on Judy's husband's situation?
Well, I suspect it because it's so successful, because you remember we did a study with 10 people, mm-hmm. and 7 out of the 10 got recovered enough to live a normal life.
Wow.
And I suspect
that's amazing.
I suspect it's because it's an antifungal. As well as that, it helps cell regeneration. So,
how much should she take? How much should her husband take of that? And her, for that matter.
You know what I mean? It's like serrapeptase. There's no upper limit. It's as much as you feel you can get in. And obviously your finances. That's what I say to anybody on curcumin. Because don't forget, curcumin's my main product for people with cancer. And you know what I mean? If the doctor said go home and die, there's nothing could be done. You're not going to go, well, what's the minimum I can take? You know,
you pounded it.
You'll get it
taking
down.
It by the handful.
Now, there's a few more things. I won't confuse the issue with all the other things in that plan. But Kevin can, you know, work out with Judy what to take. But those are the two things: the lithium and the curcumin. Those are the most important things to take for any brain disease.
And the diet. So lithium.
Listen, I get people from all over the world. They have no money. You know what I mean? They say, well, I can't afford any of these things. Quite often I'll send them something. But I say, on condition that you promise me faithfully, hand on heart, on your children's lives, you will stick to that diet, because it's a diet that will really make a big difference. And I tell many people to go on a 7-day fast to begin with. It's hard to do. But boy, will your body start to sing, you know, with vitality at the end of the 7 days. Because fasting is forever, you know what I mean?
Judy, do you think you could get your husband to fast even for 3 days?
Well, you know, both of us are pretty darn skinny, and I don't know if we could do anything like that.
Well, the reason I ask is because not only Robert Redfern will I'm sure back me up, we've had Dr. Groupon talk about there are so many studies about fasting, even 3 days. 7 would be better, but even 3 days, your body starts to regenerate, right? I mean, explain that.
It really will start to regenerate. The cells will start to regenerate, yeah.
I mean, I think that I think so. What I'm hearing, I mean, obviously you got to make these decisions. Some sort of fasting to start, changing your diet, getting rid of the carbs, the keto diet.
Because at the end of that 3-day fast, you'll be glad to go on a keto diet.
Yeah, you'll be happy. You won't even. You'll just be glad to have food.
You'll be begging for a 3-day keto diet.
Curcumin, a pretty heavy dose of curcumin,
yeah.
And then lithium orotate.
Six, 8 a day, you know, the curcumin.
6 to 8 times a day, and then at least 3 times a day of the lithium.
Yeah.
The capsules, yeah, the capsules.
Like 3, 3, and 3 maybe, you know.
And then the lithium orotate at least 3 times a day of that. Is there any other, is there anything else?
I mean, they're both taken with a meal, so that's fine anyway.
Can you take them without a meal, or do you have to take them with a meal?
You can take them without a meal, both of them actually, but
it doesn't matter.
Many people find it easier. Yeah.
Now I always have a question about digestion. You know, I take your digestive enzymes with food dinner. When I remember, I mean, probably at least 60% of the time, I take a digestive pill with my big meal of the day. Is that gonna, in her case, her husband? You know, you don't know what his digestion's like. Would that be important also?
If as I say, I tailor things with people on their finances. If it was a choice between probiotics and the digestive, I'd go for the probiotics.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm just giving you examples of how I work with people.
Now, okay. So
why probiotics rather than aspirin?
You know why? Go ahead. Why probiotics?
Because the gut is linked directly to the brain, and the probiotics. The brain will know the probiotics are on the way. You know, it seems to talk to it, and I don't know exactly how it does it, but that's the information now that the brain, the gut, and the brain are linked. And when you take probiotics, because don't forget, we are over half our body is bacteria and virus and fungus, and so when we eat sugar, they all go crazy. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, the lunatics start running the insane asylum then, so to speak.
So when you stop the sugar and then give them some food, which is the probiotics, then they start to behave.
Interesting. Is there anything else, like supplements like magnesium? I'm sure magnesium is probably important.
That's what we're going to say before. In the plan, you know, we have the lotion. We also have the oil ultra. We have the lotion ultra and the oil ultra. What I told everybody to do was put it all over the hair and the neck and the forehead so that you can get as much absorbing into the brain as possible directly there rather than put it somewhere else. And that was part of that particular plan that I did on those 10 people.
Well, anything, what else did you, I mean, go ahead, just name them. I mean, we don't have to go in detail. What else did those 10 people take?
All the rest are also runs, but there's a lot of things, obviously active life. I've not looked at it for quite a while, so
I had to put you. I put you on the spot.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'm on the spot there. Yeah,
we're gonna download it. We're gonna get the link. We'll have it available. Either you can call it.
There's nothing unusual. You'll recognize them all. Oh yeah, alpha lipoic acid. Great. You know,
why is that important? Why is alpha lipoic acid?
I know. I'm just saying. You'll recognize them. Like they're all standard nutrients. There's nothing strange about them all. There's not some magic bullet that,
there's not one thing. Yeah. Okay. Judy, is this helping? Is this, I hope this is giving you some hope here. And, any other questions you have, comments, whatever for Robert?
No, I know that it's really difficult to get rid of fungus if you've got it in your body. So, it's going to be a chore. And I'm going to try the lithium, and, we're already on a curcumin pill. I give it to him 1 tablet 3 times a day. I don't
triple
know if that's
that.
Doing any good.
I would triple it.
Difficult.
If it were me, I would triple it.
Yeah, the 3-day fast, I don't think that's going to fly. He's already too skinny.
You wouldn't lose weight in 3 days, Judy. Truly. He would not lose weight in 3 days. It takes if anybody could lose weight in 3 days, everybody would be on the 3-day fast diet. it takes much longer.
If I go on a 1-meal fast, I lose weight. the thing that it's the carbs that's going to be the difficult thing because he's a Mr. Carb lover. They never
is he listening to this?
Sugar molecule he didn't like.
Is he going to listen to this show? Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead. Is he going to listen to this show?
Excuse me?
Yeah, is he going to listen to this show tomorrow on shortwave?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe that will help him get perspective. It's not just you telling them. You know, a lot of times, you know, family tells people things they don't want to hear it, but if some stranger tells them, then it's like, oh, wow, it must be true. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so maybe he hears this. So he needs to understand. I mean, it's his health. I mean, people, you heard him, the short, small study that he's done, he's had super success by doing this and being exact. If he does what these people did, there's a real good chance that he's going to have success. I mean, that's what I would say to him. What's it? His name's Phil, right? His name's Phil, right? Yeah. Phil, I would say to you, we are rooting for you. We are here for you. We are a resource for you. Robert is. I know Robert has such a big heart and will help you any way that he can. But ultimately, it's going to be up to you. And we're going to give you a real good shot here to do something for your health if you'll do it. Now, it probably won't happen like snap of a finger. But you stay consistent with it, and I feel really good that you're going to have some success. A lot of people have. That's what I would say to you, Phil, and to you, Judy, also.
Two last things quickly, Judy.
Yes.
Not all curcumin is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as far as I'm concerned, I believe ours is the most powerful formula anywhere in the world. And if it wasn't, then I would stop selling that, and I would sell something else. So ours is the most powerful, and his brain depends on it. The second thing is that the people that had Parkinson's on my study all did what this study shows. They went to a gym and started boxing training. Now, I cannot explain why it's very successful doing boxing training, because I read it from a study. You know, so I mean, I read a study, and I included it, and they were absolutely deliriously happy. The difference that took place with an hour's training on boxing, you know, punching the bag and doing all sorts of things. So I don't know whether you've got a gym close to you.
No,
get a punching
bag. We're in the middle of West Virginia, so it's that's kind of out for now. I was hoping to move
you can
to
get
a place,
punching bag.
That had.
It could join Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I know his brother was taking the boxing for Parkinson's classes, and he said it helped him a lot.
Yeah, well, there you go. I've got a backer there.
Yeah,
but we don't live near a place that has that. So
we'll get a punching bag.
Yes,
get a punching bag, or a, you know, punching.
Maybe I'll let him punch me.
Oh, he's up now, Judy.
He's an old army kickback. Judy?
Excuse me?
There you go.
Does he have an old army kit bag?
I don't know.
Okay. Fill it full of some old clothes or something, and he can punch away at that.
Yeah, I think it's just the movement, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be like a professional boxing setup. Just some, you know, hang something from the ceiling or something, or from a door jamb, and put some clothes in it and give it a little weight and have him punch it, you know, have him just move like that. I think that'd be great. We're going to have to go, Judy. Is there any last questions or comments or thoughts?
No, that's it. And thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. I mean, why are we here? We're not helping, you know, people like you. I mean, your story is not unique. So helping you, we're helping a lot of other people too. And again, another thing, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we sell the products we sell. It's like we get emails. Well, I can buy this way cheaper. This, well, go ahead. You want to buy oregano oil from China? Then go ahead. But you want it to work, and you want it to, the studies to match and the effectiveness, then you got to buy the good stuff. I mean, that's why you buy from the good guys, because somebody like Robert Redfern has put in all the research that knows that this is the best curcumin in the world. This is the best lithium orotate in the world that actually makes difference. When the rubber meets the road, when your life is on the line, when your health is on the line, do you want a product? I'm just going to ask you. Do you want to buy some product from Walmart, or do you want to buy it from the Power Mall?
I stopped buying from Walmart.
I'm just saying. You do. It's your choice. your future, your health is in your hands. We give you tools here to be able to do it. Judy, it's an absolute pleasure. Phil, God bless you. Our hearts are with you. We want to hear updates on this, and I would just encourage you to be strict with this, especially your diet, and I think you're going to see some results. So thank you so much, Judy. Oh, she's already gone. There we go. It's just me and you, Robert.
She's on top of it. She's already
Yeah, she's already. She went to get the Kirkman.
She's putting the boxing gloves on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she misunderstood. She starts punching him now.
Yeah, you're going to hear this on the 6 o'clock news. A couple fighting. We got about, what do we got? We got about 7 or 8 minutes. I know we want to talk about the health point machine. Let's talk about that in that time. I know you're going to show things. I love this. Where's mine? The people don't believe me when I say, look, on my desk, look. I use this almost every time I'm on the show. Look, I have one of these. I use it.
But you don't use it for what I use it for.
No, well, let's hear about it.
So, just to remind listeners, long-time listeners, that this is what brought me onto the Power Hour, because Judy... Judy, Joyce literally invited me on and was amazed and started using it herself for her own knee problems. Okay, so... this is electronic acupressure. You've got 2 points there. You've got another point which on the other wire. And what this does, it locates acupuncture points and treats them. And it works. As long as you do it correct, and that just takes a little bit of practice. We have a video on the internet. If you put Robert Redfern Health Point, you'll find my videos on YouTube and I'll teach you everything you need to know about it. I only use it for 2 things. One is my eyes, and so when it's switched on in the correct way, every couple of days I sit down, which is very rare for me to sit down, as Uncle Kevin knows, and I treat it, the acupuncture points, which are in the book, around the eyes, and it keeps me keeps my eyes working great. We have people that cannot see. They're completely blind in the central vision with macular degeneration, and within a month, with the MaxiFocus and this, they've got their eyesight back. That's how fast it can work. So they're working around the eyes like that. But you've got to use a cotton bud. All you do is dip that into a bit of salt water and go around the eyes with this. So that's showing you, obviously I'm showing it a little bit faster.
I'm doing it right now. I don't have I just have the point on this. I'm doing it right now as we talk. It's very simple. I mean, that's just how simple this is.
But I don't like people using the probe around the eye, because we also have a little probe, which is very small. You can probably see it there. And now this is for finding. Now, just say I was doing my neck points here, and because I don't suffer now with a bad neck, but I used to suffer. And you just find the points. So when you find a point, I'm just going to find a point. Get a high pitch sound, and you press the button and treat the point there. You know when you're on the point. I'm only showing this to show you how simple it is, just because we're on the program now. When you go to the videos, Robert Redfern Health Point, you'll find videos all over the place on YouTube, and you can see exactly what you have to do. Because... you do have to learn how to do it. It's not taking a pill. But if you practice and practice, you'll become expert at treating anything on yourself, which is pretty good. But you can also treat the family. You can treat your dog. You can treat your horse. In fact, you can treat any animal, really. But, of course, you know, we do have the points for horses and dogs, and they respond fantastically fast. That's Health Point.
I would, for anybody who's done reflexology, massage, or maybe they've done acupuncture, so you understand about meridians, energy, flow, chi in your body. You understand about blood flow. We talk about heart drops quite a bit. You know, you get that blood flow. Well, when you have energy blockages and you can release them, now your body's vibrant. Now your body can heal. Your body's an amazing thing. I love this thing. I am totally fascinated by acupuncture, the whole Chinese medicine, that kind of way, and the energy fields. It's simple. I mean, it's easy. You can take it somewhere. You want to travel. and I know that it helps me. I love it. I think it's fantastic, and what you've done to be able to put it in, and it's one of those things that you can do yourself. I love things that help you be independent. I love the health point machine, so I just think it's very cool. He's doing a point on top of his head right now.
And that point on top of my head is the point for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and many other things as well, as stroke recovery. So,
wow.
And this was used for something called ME. Do you have the word ME in USA?
What's it called?
ME. It's one of these where people lose all their energy. And a consultant at a hospital came across this and was treating all his patients with it, with ME. They were going in and coming out. Just one treatment on that.
Ask him if it's good for Judy.
Will this be good for Judy, for her husband, Judy and her husband?
For sure. But, you know, I mean, she should see it really on the video to decide whether everything is down to the person's enthusiasm and moving forward to resolve this.
Well, there's the music. Maxi Focus. Stay right there, Robert. It's just an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Your passion, it's contagious. Your expertise, you're world class, buddy. You're world class, and we're very proud to be associated with you. Thank you. There you go.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.